So the Red Cross film series is a new program that we've come up with just in the past month or so that really is focusing on teaching people more about international humanitarian law through film. We felt that film was a method of communication that is unused a lot by the Red Cross, but people love watching films, and so we figured education through film is a great way to get people who would not typically come to one of our events to come sit down, listen, and learn about really important topics in today's society.
So what are some of the issues that the Red Cross is exploring through film, and why were those issues chosen for this project?
So part of sort of our position and my position as an intern is I'm working for the International Services Branch, which is a really unknown branch within the Red Cross. When people think Red Cross, they think disaster relief, they think tornado response. What they don't think of is we do a lot of work with refugees and with victims of terrible crimes against humanity. And we do a lot of work with the International Red Cross to promote human dignity and human life. And so part of my job as the international humanitarian law intern is to create events that help us explore what is humanitarian law and how do we apply it in our daily lives. So we're talking about really the principles of what is IHL, and then we're looking at films that show war crimes and crimes against humanity, and then we're talking about how does that make us feel, how can we change that, how do we make a difference in our society going forward so that the crimes that we're watching, which are all based in factual events, don't happen again.
Tell us about the first film in the series.
So we had a film 2 weeks ago, which was Romeo and Juliet in Sarajevo. Which was a dateline from 1994 that discussed the story of Admira Ismić and Bosko Berkić, who were 20-somethings living in Sarajevo during the Bosnian War. Izmira was a Muslim, Bosko was a Serb, who were the two sides fighting in the conflict, and they fell in love and tried to escape, and they ended up dying on a bridge in Sarajevo, killed by a sniper, and to this day we don't know who killed them. But it was really a discussion of the horror of war and looking at the violations of international humanitarian law as set forth by the Geneva Convention with sniper fire and the use of artillery shells in high-density areas. And looking at how do we... And then also we looked at international response. How do we, you know, work with things like the UN and other supranational organizations? How should they respond to international crises? How should we respond? So then this coming Thursday, we'll be doing the first of our real films, which is we're showing Hotel Rwanda and talking about genocide and then, again, the supranational organizations and the problems we have with we want to be in a global community and we want global responses, but how do we determine that? Should the UN intervene? Should the US intervene? The difference of peacekeeper versus peacemaker. And all of these different really difficult conversations to have. But that's the point. We want these difficult conversations to happen so that people will talk and people will think and think critically so that then change can happen.
What are the overall goals? What is hoped to be achieved through the Red Cross film series?
What we really want to do is we're looking for community dialogue. We're looking for you to go home after watching this film and after our roundtable discussions where you've gotten to ask questions and hear other questions asked and heard some information about what is going on and then what is international humanitarian law. And then we want you to be going home and asking your spouse or your significant other, your kids, your friends at work. We want you talking about it, and we want you asking the same questions of them. So we want really it to become a community-wide thing of, hey, I saw this thing at the Red Cross. It made me really think about, you know, how should the, you know, United States be acting in war? We see crisis currently in Syria and Yemen and in Burma, you know. What do I think about that? Because a lot of people just don't pay attention to the world around us. They're really isolated to the United States or even just Denver. So to think of, hey, there are, you know, half of the population of Yemen is at threat of starving. Should the United States do something? And making an opinion about that. We want people to develop their own opinions and to think critically, because we think that is a first step forward to making real change.